Part 4.
Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
Margaret Mann lives in the south of England. The 63-year-old has 4 grown-up children and has recently retired as deputy head teacher of Hollywater Special School in Hampshire. Margaret is the winner of the Ted Ragg Award for Lifetime Achievement. Margaret, congratulations on your award. Did you always have an ambition to be a teacher?
Although I love teaching, I must admit that I didn't work very hard at school myself and left at 16 with no qualifications. I did various jobs afterwards, but when I found myself divorced with 4 young children in my early 30s, I decided it was time to do something more with my life, and I studied for a degree in education with the Open University.
That must have been quite a challenge.
Although it was tough studying, working, and looking after the children, it was the making of me. In the evenings, I worked at Treelaw School, a school for young people with physical disabilities near where I lived. I absolutely loved seeing the children develop, and I got so much out of it. I still didn't know what I wanted to do after my degree. Then one day somebody said to me, "Have you ever thought about teaching children with special needs?" It was as if a light had been switched on. I had done special education as part of my degree anyway, so it seemed a natural progression.
Tell us about your first teaching post after graduation.
The first job I got was in a school for children with moderate learning difficulties. At that time, the main emphasis in special needs schools was just to make sure that the children were well cared for. But I thought that they deserved a proper education too. I wanted them to be able to fulfill their true potential. The school's motto was, "What I can do, I will be." And that's the line I've taken throughout my career. We brought in the National Curriculum Assessment, which very few special schools did at that time. In the past, children with learning difficulties had been encouraged to concentrate on design and technology, but we became very hot on science. Many of our children reached the average science grades for their age, which was almost unheard of.
Margaret Mann lives in the south of England. The 63-year-old has 4 grown-up children and has recently retired as deputy head teacher of Hollywater Special School in Hampshire. Margaret is the winner of the Ted Ragg Award for Lifetime Achievement. Margaret, congratulations on your award. Did you always have an ambition to be a teacher?
Although I love teaching, I must admit that I didn't work very hard at school myself and left at 16 with no qualifications. I did various jobs afterwards, but when I found myself divorced with 4 young children in my early 30s, I decided it was time to do something more with my life, and I studied for a degree in education with the Open University.
That must have been quite a challenge.
Although it was tough studying, working, and looking after the children, it was the making of me. In the evenings, I worked at Treelaw School, a school for young people with physical disabilities near where I lived. I absolutely loved seeing the children develop, and I got so much out of it. I still didn't know what I wanted to do after my degree. Then one day somebody said to me, "Have you ever thought about teaching children with special needs?" It was as if a light had been switched on. I had done special education as part of my degree anyway, so it seemed a natural progression.
Tell us about your first teaching post after graduation.
The first job I got was in a school for children with moderate learning difficulties. At that time, the main emphasis in special needs schools was just to make sure that the children were well cared for. But I thought that they deserved a proper education too. I wanted them to be able to fulfill their true potential. The school's motto was, "What I can do, I will be." And that's the line I've taken throughout my career. We brought in the National Curriculum Assessment, which very few special schools did at that time. In the past, children with learning difficulties had been encouraged to concentrate on design and technology, but we became very hot on science. Many of our children reached the average science grades for their age, which was almost unheard of.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.